One of the big moments that I always remember was it was 1949, and it was Rocky Roundup. It was the biggest rodeo in the country in those days. Rocky Roundup, everybody was there, the Rockhampton Showgrounds. And I was with Georgie Woolley and the little merry-go-round, and Ellie Bennett was a champion boxer at the time, a little Aboriginal fella who ignominiously died in a housing mission unit in Brisbane eventually. And he had a little girl, and she had a pink dress with all these frills and big bows. And he came up to me and he said, "Titch, when I put the kid on the ride, I want to go and have a few beers. He gave me 30 shillings and he said, let me know when it runs out." Well, that was 60 rides. 6 months of ride. So this little girl got all this. I think she's still gyrating, this little girl, because she was going round and round for 3 hours. And she wanted off in the end. Poor old, I did go and get him, but get to go and get him. So this bait, you better come. And I didn't know what to do because I was this little weak little kid, and Nellie Bennett was a champion boxer, like, you know, with all these frizzy hair, don't punch me. So they were that, you know, those sort of things. It doesn't happen now, you see. The old boxing tent, it doesn't happen, and the G's in the boxing tent, and all those sort of. I'm always sad about that, because I think that the children, especially now, don't get the opportunity to see those things, like the people like the Great South China Troop and Yu Bangi, the Pygmy, and you know, Dennis O'Duffy, who was the world's tallest man, a fellow called Zandu the Quarter Boy, who didn't have any legs or body, he was cut off here. And those people were, I used to talk to those people. It was just like you know, and I thought it was normal. I thought what I was doing was normal. It didn't, and I'd never ever thought that anybody would ever be interested in what I had done, because as far as I knew, was concerned, it was just, you know, everybody did that.